The Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. I do thank you for tuning into our show today, and also thank you those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We also thank those who might be listening via podcast on thebestoftimesnews.com, as well as Apple Podcasts of this and many other radio shows. We thank AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about the upcoming Louisiana State Fair here in Shreveport, as well as the 2024 Senior Day Expo at the State Fair. So stay to the show for some interesting information and the details for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, October the 26th, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 KLA Town Square Media Station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept call-in questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the September-October issue of The Best of Times in one of our 270 distribution locations. But also remember, beginning on October 31st, we will start distributing our November-December issue of The Best of Times. We do appreciate hearing from you and comments about our magazine and our radio show. Remember, if you're unable to find one of our printed copies at one of our 270 distribution locations, you can visit our popular website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues. We have over 8 years of issues on our website. In addition, you can view and download the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory, which is our most popular publication and our most downloaded and viewed item and document from our website. In addition, as I mentioned, you can listen to previously broadcast radio shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. In addition, you can learn about upcoming events and other information to benefit you or your loved ones. Each and every month, the Best of Times sends out a TBT newsletter via email blast to over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers residing in Caddo and Bossier parishes of Louisiana. It provides them with the link to read our current issue, but also it gives them an opportunity to learn additional information from our additional articles that are not included in our printed publication. It also includes discounts and coupons and a contest, and of course news that you can use, as well as upcoming events that you might want to participate in. Join the many thousands who are receiving this TBT free newsletter each and every month via their email. Just visit our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to subscribe free of charge just by giving us your email address. Great news, our friends at Ernest Arliss has brought back the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing with fabulous meals at a highly discounted price, along with entertainment as well as free ballet parking. It is highly recommended due to the popularity of this Thursday night Best of Times special to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, 318-226-1325. Make plans to attend the largest Senior Boomer Expo in the state of Louisiana. This will be our 14th annual Senior Day Expo at the Louisiana State Fair. It will take place on Wednesday, October the 30th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Gala Big Top Tent at the main entrance of the Louisiana State Fairgrounds in Shreveport. To emphasize, it's not going to be in the Hearst Coliseum as it has been for the past 13 years. This year, we have a new and exciting venue, a Gala Big Top Tent that our Senior Expo will be held, and we're excited about having it. Of course, admission is free. Parking is free. The parking is very conveniently close, as this Big Top Expo will be located near the front entrance of the Louisiana State Fair. Lots of fun, entertainment, hundreds and hundreds of giveaway over 350 door prizes, many types of free health screenings, vaccines will be available. Of course, information from over 120 exhibitors. Attendees can also register to win special grand door prizes valued at over $1,000 each. Of course, you must be present to win all of our door prizes. For more information, pick up the September-October issue of The Best of Times or visit our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears 10 and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears 10 and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I'm glad you took time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my radio show today as a special guest is Mr. Russell Adams, who is the marketing manager for the State Fair of Louisiana. And I've asked Russell to come on our show today to discuss the upcoming State Fair of Louisiana that takes place from October the 30th to November the 17th. So thank you, Russell, for taking time to join her on the radio show here.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to be here. I've been looking forward to coming in and telling the folks about the State Fair of Louisiana.
Well, the State Fair of Louisiana this year is going to be a little bit different, right?
A little bit, yeah. We've made some great changes out there.
Good changes.
We have a new carnival operator out of Fort Worth, Texas. It's Tally Amusements, and they do the Texas State Fair. They're a big market kind of carnival. They do Ohio State Fair. They do a big one in San Diego, California. And we were fortunate enough to be able to contract with them to have them come in this year. And that Midway is going to look very different, it's going to be a big upgrade compared to what we've done in the past.
Well, I have been to the Texas State Fair several times and was very impressed, and I'm so happy to have that particular type of rides and entertainment and concessions, et cetera, they're going to be bringing here. That's going to be thoroughly. When I've told people that, I've done some media about it, but some people don't believe it. I say it's going to look a bit different.
Yeah, and some of the things they're doing out there, they'll be landscaping the carnival with plants and flowers and little potted trees and things like that. They color coordinate all of their tents, tents and food vendors, and the break areas. They have a lot of break areas for people to sit down and take a break while they're in the carnival area there. And like we've had some in the past, but nothing like what these guys are bringing. And the LED lighting at night is really pretty. All of their rides are new, state-of-the-art, just really well-maintained, just pretty stuff they're bringing in. It's just going to look very good out there this year, and we're really excited and glad to have them to be a part of it.
Russell, we need to emphasize one thing. The State Fair starts on a Wednesday.
That is correct, yeah. We've always started Thursday. I've been there 13 years. This is actually my 13th State Fair to work on. And it's always started on the Thursday and go three consecutive weeks, being closed Monday and Tuesday. But this year, we had to move the fair dates back a week to accommodate Tally's because they've been at the Texas State Fair.
True.
And they're in the process of bringing all those big rides from Dallas over to our fair, and they're in the middle of setting up right now. They've got about half the Midway set up right now.
Wow.
It'll go together very quickly once they get their crew over here and get everything set up. And one thing about Tally, still want to add, is they're one of the safety. They're big on safety. One of the safest carnivals in the country. You just don't find anything online or any problems they've had on Midway ride incidents and accidents and things like that. It's just
That's good.
It's a mom and pop, a big time mom and pop operation. You'll see the owner, Mr. Tally, out there working with the crew, setting up those rides.
Oh, cool. I love to meet him when I'm out there.
He's a great guy, and his wife is a part of it, a big part of it, and she'll be over as well. And they're very hands-on operators, and they're going to make sure everything's done right, and they're going to make sure that everything is safe for fairgoers.
So, Russell, because we're having the Senior Day Expo again on the first day of the fair, like we've done for the past 14 years, I've had so many calls. Says, Gary, isn't this a typo that you have on your notes and you've been announcing? It's, you know, it's on Wednesday the 3rd. I said, no, that's when the fair starts, not Thursday. So I had an email today that this person went on and on. Why didn't you start on Thursday like you did before? Because we marked it on our calendar this year many months ago. And, you know, you announced that it's going to be Wednesday. I said, it's done for a reason.
It's just a lot of changes we're making out there.
That's not a major change. But people, right. You know, when you're talking about change, sometimes it gets them frustrated. And the other thing that I emphasize, well, remember, they really didn't want to start on the 31st because that's Halloween. You know, that wouldn't be probably a great deal to start on the first day. They are going to be open on, right, the 31st?
Oh, yes. It is, the 31st actually is a $3 day for us, which would be $3 admission and $3 per ride after 3 p.m. because, you know, before 3, it's free.
Right.
Free till 3 on weekdays now.
Okay, weekdays.
Make sure weekdays, free till 3. And then the hours are going to be from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Where the carnival and the actually fair will be open up. And then on weekends, it's 10 to 10. So it's 11 to 10 weekdays.
10 to 10.
10 to 10 on weekends.
And the other thing is make sure that you emphasize to my listeners out there, because I know people showed up on a Monday. It's not open on a Monday and Tuesday, correct?
We're not open on Mondays and Tuesdays, but this year we're making the exception for Election Day, and we've done this before on Election Day, which is a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We will be open that
okay.
day.
Okay, emphasize that. Remember, everyone, Tuesday, November 5th, it will be open. If you vote, go out to the fair.
Right. Schools will be closed that day for Election Day, so that's why we're opening the fair.
That's great. That is awesome. So ticket prices, tell our gate admission. Again, emphasize one more thing, which I think I've had more calls about this one. Gary, where do we park? And is parking $5, $20, whatever it was last year?
Parking is free. We started that last year.
Okay.
We don't charge for parking anymore. For years, we charged $5, but we did away with that last year. And was well received by the public, and I think it's the right thing to do. And so did Rob, our general manager, as well. We're trying to make the fair affordable. That's why we do discounts during the week, like opening day. Discounts. We have half price on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then $5 admission on Election Day. Opening day is going to be $5 admission. And then right now we've got the ride armbands and gate tickets on sale now at Brookshire's and Super One Foods or at StateFairLouisiana.com, and you can save some money there as well. Pay one price, which is gate admission and ride armbands, or at the fair will be $50. You can buy them now for $40.
So
that'll save you
$10. So if you're bringing kids and they want to ride a lot of rides, right?
That's
the thing to do.
Yeah, and so right now, of course, those discounts will run through October 29th, the day before the fair opens, and then when the fair opens up, those discounts will go away.
And the other thing about children under 3 are free, if I remember right?
Yeah, we have a child ticket, 3 to 8.
Okay.
For $8.
Okay.
So it's, we do discount from age 3 to 12.
12.
Is the discounted child ticket. And then the babies, you know, the little ones get in free.
Because most of the times they might not do anything other than just gazing at everything, right?
Right, right. And one big change I want to bring out is the, our new safety and security policy.
Okay, definitely.
Go to our website, StateFairLouisiana.com. You may want to look at that before you come out. We do have a clear bag policy this year, which is new. And so that's going to be a big deal. We put a lot of these policies in place last year. The curfew, if you're going to be bringing children out and dropping them off, you better make sure they're picked up before 6 or they won't be. They'll have to have an adult. They'll have to have supervision.
After?
If they're under 18 years old, after 6 o'clock.
Okay. How do you know how old they are?
Well, that's going to be a question for our security to find out.
Interesting. But I would let's talk a little bit about your clear bag policy, because I have sent that out to many people, and there's a lot of confusion about that. So let's emphasize. It's going to need to be a clear plastic vinyl or PVC bag, right?
Right.
In a certain dimension.
12 by 12.
which is very similar to what the Strand and the other people use, right?
Yeah, this is not anything new. We're just implementing that at the fair, but that goes on. A lot of fairs around the country do that. And I know the festival we just did, Harmony and Humor Festival, I know they had a clear bag policy as well.
And you can also use, if you want to, a 1 gallon clear plastic freezer bag. That's an economical way to put a small purse or
right.
some money into that particular bag.
That's right. Right. And if someone shows up with a baby in a diaper bag, we'll permit the diaper bag, but it's going to be subject to be searched. And you got to make sure you got a baby with you as well.
Oh, that's a good point. You don't get to rent a baby here at the and you know, of course, some people might have medically necessary items, but I'm sure you're going to inspect it. I think everything should be inspected, whatever it is.
Yes, and again, our website addresses all of that. So if you look at our website, you can get familiar with all that before you come.
Well, we're going to talk about it in a couple next segments. Is my Senior Day Expo, the 14th annual. We are going to be there. We are going to be in a new venue. But according to Rob and the staff at the Louisiana State Fair, the safety bag only applies if you go into the fair. There's a private entrance going into Senior Day Expo, so you don't have to worry about compliant there. But if you want to go, move from the Senior Day Expo into the State Fair on that particular Wednesday the 30th, you will have to meet that clear bag policy.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Because thousands of my attendees will attend the fair because we close at 2:00 and some go a little bit before, but most of them stay to 2 because that's when we get out of all the door prizes. And so they'll stay right at 2:00 and then there'll be a mass exodus, leaving and going to the fair at 2. And as I mentioned, everybody, as Russell mentioned, it's free admission up until 3 p.m. So you leave that my expo and then you go directly into the state fair. You will be checked. The bag and security, which is very important, but you don't have to pay admission. But if you make it after 3:01, you're going to have to pay the admission, which will be what that day on Wednesday?
Opening day will be $5.
$5, okay. So if you miss out on, if you stay a little bit longer to stay inside of the big top tent, it's going to cost you $5, okay. So what I thought was really interesting in prior, you have so many things going on. I mean, every year I've attended the fair, it's got, you know, we're talking free concerts, entertainment, et cetera, et cetera. It just goes on. But before we talk about that, let's talk about the special days. Of course, a little bit later, we're going to talk about the Senior Expo Day, which comes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we'll talk. But then you have, which I've done this for many years, it's going to be the Veterans and Military Appreciation Day, right?
Yes, that is such a big day at the fair where we honor the veterans and the military that give us all the freedoms that we enjoy to be able to come out to the fair. And it's just a big day at the fair, and if you bring your military ID, you'll get in free. So the veterans, active military, and family members, bring your military ID, and it'll be free admission to the fair that day.
And this will be on Sunday the 10th, November the 10th.
Yes, at 2:00 is when the parade begins down the midway, and that's always a great event for us. And then following the parade at 4:00, Word of God Ministries will be hosting Faith at the Fair on the main stage.
Oh, great.
They were there last year and did a phenomenal job. And really excited to get them back this year.
Awesome. So, again, veterans, military, definitely make a plan. It's a Sunday, November the 10th, and we hope to see you there. As many have been there in prior years, and let's hope more and more come out this year. Again, the parade starts at 2 p.m. I remember participating in that several years ago. It couldn't make it last year for some reason. I think it was out of town. And then you have, which it's becoming more and more popular, is Latino Day, right?
Yes, and Latino Day, this is going to be a first to have it on a Saturday this year. It'll be the 16th, the day before the fair closes, and it's an all-day event there. And it's Vita Rhino with 318 Latino Magazine. She organizes all that, her and her son, and they do a really good job and provide a lot of good entertainment, and it's just a great day. It's a lot of fun.
Latin foods, Latin music, I'm sure, with a bunch of bands, Latino bands, and et cetera, dancers and exhibitors, right? Specifically for that.
Yes, there are some exhibitors out there. All that is set up right there around the main stage area, and that's where most of the festivities take place. Sometimes they'll venture out on the midway with some of their little dance groups and things like that. I've seen them do that before. But most everything will be there on the main stage.
Well, that's good. So we have two special days, the Senior Day, or three, Senior Day Expo on the 30th, and we have Veterans of Military Appreciation Day on Sunday, the November 10th, and Latino Day at the State Fair on Saturday, November 16th. So hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Mr. Russell Adams, who is the marketing manager for the State Fair of Louisiana. He's come on my show today to discuss the State Fair that will take place from October the 30th to November the 17th. So thank you, Russell, for joining us today.
Well, thanks for letting me come here.
So the State Fair, as we mentioned, the 30th to the 17th, but closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, except Tuesday, November the 5th. So we want to encourage people out, go out there and vote on that particular day if you haven't already voted absentee or et cetera, and come out to the State Fair. It'd be a great day. And it's also discounted day for only $5.
That is correct, yep. We've got discounts throughout the week to help people to be able to afford to come out because of the way things have gotten with the inflation and things like that. We're trying to keep costs down where families can still come out and enjoy all the great food, all the free shows, attractions, things like that that we do at the fair. And, again, live music. We've got live music throughout the fair.
So that's what we need to emphasize again on the show. Yes, there may be an admission, could be $5, could be $15, could be $8, but you're going to get something for that particular cost.
Absolutely. We got close to a dozen free shows and attractions. We got a dog show, a Lou Mack, the ultimate dog show. He's from Las Vegas. He was there several years ago, did a really good job, and he takes these rescue dogs and teaches really cool dog tricks.
I remember him.
Yeah, they got a magician this year.
Oh, I love that.
That's going to be pretty cool there. He's been there before and does really good
Belmont
job.
World of Magic.
That's it. Yep, that's who it is.
And the Circus Hollywood is really fascinating.
Circus Hollywood, yeah, it's a guy, they're out of Florida, and it's the same people that provide all the zoo animals. And we have, of course, a full-blown zoo, petting zoo out there with zebras, giraffes. Giraffes are not there anymore, but camels, we had them for a long time.
Yeah.
But, and then, of course, he does the circus. He does a new thrill show that I'm eager to see what that's about. He just put that together.
Thrill America show. Okay.
First year. Yeah. And so I'm not 100% sure. There's going to be just a lot of probably on the edge of your seat type acts watching that. So it's pretty cool.
But I even like my kids, grandkids love the racing pigs.
The big races are always a lot of fun. Always draw great crowds.
And, of course, you'll have the zoo again. You mentioned that, the zoo. The kids really enjoy that.
Yeah. And there's 100-and-something zoo animals out there that they can come and enjoy and feed and pet on. And it's just really a great event for families to come out and build those memories.
And, again, once you come in, I'm sure at the schedule, you'll know there are certain times of every day that these particular people happen, right? Is that true?
They are, yeah. There'll be a schedule on our website, and I know they're in the process of putting the schedule together, and they'll have all that done probably in the next day or so. It's pretty complex. We try to schedule these shows where you can just go from one to another one without two of them that you really want to see overlapping at the same time. So they do a really good job scheduling these shows out where you can catch them all while you're there.
So these free attractions, these free shows, there's several of them. Of course, you got the zoo, the Circus Hollywood, the Racing Pigs, Belmont World of Magic Show, the Wild World of Animals, Thrill America, Cool Dog Productions, right?
Yep.
That's the new guy, right? Cool Dog Productions?
Yep.
And but then in addition, which I think people are fascinated when you walk around the Midway, you're going to have street entertainers, right?
That's right. And one that I always like seeing come back is Rocket Robot. He's the big, huge robot-looking guy out there. He's a little bitty wormy guy that gets in this robot thing.
And, really? He's a cool little dude.
And
okay.
he does a really good job interacting with the crowds and the public. And
yes,
he's a lot
there.
Of fun.
He
he's
was there last year, right?
Very funny. He wasn't there last year, but
year before.
Year before. He comes every other year.
Okay.
And I was at the Ohio State Fair back in July checking out our new carnival coming. They do that fair. And I saw Rocket Robot up there in Ohio. So that was kind of cool to see him on the Midway.
Okay. So they have Artie Dodger. What does he do?
He does street act juggling shows. He rides the little unicycle up and down the Midway. And he's just an entertainer, a street entertainer that he's funny. He's really funny.
And Kenya Safari Acrobats, huh?
Yeah, and this is another little street show that they do a lot of crazy acrobat type. We've had them there before. It's been a while, but they're coming back this year.
And the Muttley Crew Wagon Wheels.
That's kind of a dog act that goes up and down. And these go up and down the Midway again, you know, interact. They don't have actually a specific spot that they perform from, but they're just out in the Midway.
Well, they fascinated my grandkids and myself when we went there several times last year. All of them were just superb. Really, really good. Then in addition for your free admission, your paid admission, and free up till 3 o'clock, and mention even there are activities going on these free before 3 o'clock. Because I've been several times before 3 o'clock, and
of these shows, you know,
are going on.
If you get there before 3, you don't pay to park, you don't pay to come in, and doesn't cost you anything to come into the fair and watch all these.
That's true.
Shows.
Okay, so there's concerts going to go on, and of course, almost every day there's something, right? Concerts and entertainment.
Yeah, we're pretty much focused now on weekends with the concerts. During the week, you know, people are working and going to school and. We thought we would we did phase out some of the during the week live music events that we've had in the past and really just focus on the Friday, Saturday, Sundays out there at the fair. And that seems to be what the public was wanting, what the market called for. So that's what we did. We got some pretty good names coming. You know, Big Rob will be opening weekend. Really excited to have Big
Rob. Let's mention some of these. I saw Heart Performances, right?
Yep.
Titus and Company, I've heard of that, I believe. Sweet Nay, Lady Q.
They'll be leading into the Big Rob show for Saturday.
The Big Rob show, okay.
Right.
I didn't know this. November 3rd is Ladies Night, okay, at 3 p.m. And you have Tamira Clark, The Soul Grooves Live. And November 8th, you have some... interesting.
Some of these folks are local. Some of them are kind of regional acts that we bring out, and it's always a lot of fun. It's again, all the music here is free with gate admission for the state fair.
Do you remember? This is going to bring you some memory. I remember when I was young, probably 15, 12, going to the fair, and we really had some name people that were there at the Louisiana State Fair.
Yep.
I mean, it was like. Big time, and they were not big time back then. There, I'm having a senior moment. But I just remember some of the country and western people had just started, and they were on. They were at the Louisiana State Fair,
right? Yeah,
and they were at the fair. They were on the whatever it was called, the grandstand.
In the grandstands, yeah, you're going back a few years there.
That was amazing.
But you know, we had Frank Foster there. A couple of years ago, and he's kind of made it pretty big on his own. He didn't do a record label, and he got his start out there at the state fair when he was just a nobody. Now he's up in Nashville, and he does a lot of regional shows, and he stays very busy, and he's getting to be pretty big time up there now.
Well, we're known for musicians and singers from the Shreveport and Bossier surrounding area. I mean, every time I have My friend Winston on the show today, he explains that. I mean, I hope we get more and more involvement, more and more people know that a lot of great singers and bands come from this area. And people may not aware of that. So you may make you come on the state fair, that's going to be a nice venue.
Right. Well, and you may be seeing someone that you really don't have the name recognition now, but 5 years from now, they're all over the place.
And somebody's going to see them at the fair and move their career forward.
Yeah, Lainey Wilson opened up for Frank Foster a few years ago out there at the mm-hmm. fair, and now she's big time.
That's good to hear. So we have the free attractions, as we mentioned. We have the free concerts and entertainment, which are held where? I can't remember. Where are the free concerts held?
All the concerts are on the main stage right there, kind of close to where our midway is. We have the stage in the same spot every year out there. It's kind of about halfway down between.
Okay, now I know where it's at.
Yeah. And then, of course, the rodeo. We got the rodeo opening weekend of the fair.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
It's the LRCA finals, which.
And that's what state fairs are initially founded for, the rodeo and the 4-H and all the agriculture.
All the livestock, yep. So the LRCA is going to be a Saturday, Sunday this year. And the LRCA was wanting to do this, and so we're going to be doing a early rodeo on Saturday afternoon and then a 7 p.m. that evening. And then again, on Sunday, we'll do a 3 p.m. rodeo. So we'll do the three rodeos that we've done in the past, but it'll be just Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. They're well attended, correct?
Oh, yeah. We pack them in for the rodeo. And it's, again, the LRCA finals. It's where these cowboys and cowgirls ride all year long at small town rodeos. And they have a point system. And once they reach a certain level, then they qualify to come to the state fair for the finals. And about $300,000 worth of cash and prizes will be given.
Wow.
And then while we're talking about animals, we've got of course, one of the largest livestock shows in Louisiana, the junior.
We beat everybody else?
We're up there, and I've gotten two different stories. Some people say we're the largest, some people say we're one of the largest, but we're a very big show out there at the fair that runs all 3 weeks of the fair. And the junior livestock is at the beginning of it. It starts mm-hmm. opening week of the fair, and we'll go through November the 6th, Wednesday, which will be the junior livestock sale, and that officially ends the junior livestock. But 4-H kids and FHA kids from all over the state bring their animals up, a lot from Calcasieu Parish, a lot from Rapides Parish around Alexandria. Big participation from those areas, but they come in from all over the state, and then they show their animals, and if they win to the level that they needed to be to qualify for the livestock sale, and that will be on, again, November the 6th. And there at the fair, and last year it was well over $400,000 that those kids raised, selling their animals. And of course, a lot of those kids will put that money back in savings, and actually, they put it back into other animals, or they'll save it up and use it for college when they
That's a great cause, and I'm sure their families and friends spend times and days here in the Shreveport and Bossier City area. So we have accommodations, we have meals, we have
right.
So they're out and about. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, and the fair does so much for the community. We established, this is our 118th year. We established in 1906.
Wow.
And I mean, the Titanic sunk in 1912. So to put things in perspective, or theoretically, we could have had a Civil War soldier veteran at our first fair.
True.
It was only 41 years after the Civil War ended.
Well, I'm sure you did.
So it's been around for a very long time. And all of us, we were talking about this at the meeting the other day, that we're just all passing through the staff there, And I feel very honored and privileged to be a part of it and be a part of such a great event for the area. The last economic impact study showed about $24 million that it puts into the economy, but I think it's probably more than that now, because that impact study was done probably 15 years ago.
Oh, definitely.
We're already talking about maybe doing a new one.
Definitely, definitely.
To see, kind of where we stand and what we do for the local economy. But I know the sales tax that's paid in locally and state, it's huge. I mean, the fair puts a lot of money in, and the hotel rooms fill up. Restaurants, a lot of restaurants see a big boost you know, when the fair's in town. So it does a lot here locally.
Well, just to put some kudos on the Senior Day Expo, since we've had it for 14 years, I can tell you that many of them tell me when they're from way out there, from either Tyler or Marshall or El Dorado, Arkansas, or Jonesboro, and they've driven here, and they're going to spend a night or two nights to stay in the Shreveport and Bossier City area.
Sure, yeah.
They weren't probably any part of the statistics back 15 years ago.
Exactly. We appreciate you, Gary, and everything that your organization does, you know, for the fair and providing that event, because it's a great event for the fair.
So the other thing I want to mention to everyone, that, you know, they have so many competition. I will tell you, my grandsons love your annual antique tractor pull.
Yeah, that's opening weekend, and that's a lot of fun to watch.
They were just thrilled about that. They didn't want to leave.
Yeah, and it's not any organized group there that can go to the next level of statewide championships.
No, but it was fun.
It's more of a bragging right thing with the groups that come out, but it is a lot of fun, and they bring a lot of antique tractors out there to look at. And it's a good event. It's a lot of fun.
The other thing, of course, you had a bunch of things in the agricultural buildings. I want to emphasize people, all their locations have various quilts and other agricultural displays, et cetera, so people can learn a lot, right?
Yeah, LSU Ag Center puts that together. They come out every year and set up, and it takes up the entire building, and it's a hands-on, a lot of hands-on attractions and exhibits in there for kids to come out and learn about Louisiana agriculture. We have a lot of school field trips will come to the fair specifically for that, because it's so educational.
Okay, and one couple more items before we go to break is concessions this year. Will they be similar than last year, or going to be a little bit different?
It's going to be very similar to last year. You'll see a lot of the same ones out there. There's always some new food item that'll be featured out there, and I hadn't heard yet on what they're in the process of putting the menus together and all that for
So the tally fair. People don't bring in some of their people.
The tallies will have food concessions. The carnival, of course, they provide the rides. There's going to be about 55 rides out there, and then they'll have some food tents and trailers out there along with the games.
Okay.
And all of that's color coordinated. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, but they color coordinate everything and just make it look nice. But, they do have food, and, of course, the state fair, we have food vendors that actually contract with us directly, and you'll see a lot of the same ones we've had. There'll be some new ones out there, and there's always a waiting list. So I'm not sure exactly. I don't have the current list of who's coming again, but it's going to be very similar. We'll have all that great fair food that we've all come to love.
And then you invite some of the vendors, some of the businesses in the area to be in the commercial exhibit building, which is generally packed and certainly sold out well before the fair.
Yeah, and some of those exhibits come in from other places. It's not just all local. It's kind of a combination.
So, you know, people, I enjoy visiting. You know, you'll learn about new products. You'll talk to interesting people.
That's right.
You may pick up something very interesting. So hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from my sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bear, sending country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bear, standing country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is Mr. Russell Adams, who is the marketing manager for the Louisiana State Fair. He's been discussing the upcoming State Fair from October 30th to November 17th. So thank you, Russell, for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So now we've talked about the fair and all the wonderful activities that will be going on these days. I mean, that's a lot of days. That's like 19 days? 19 days? Yeah. 31st.
Yeah, well, and then, of course, we're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays except for the election day. So it's about a 14-day run, if I did the right math on it.
Well, close to that, yeah. So I'm proud and honored for the past 13 years, the State Fair of Louisiana and the Best of Times have teamed up to have a special Senior Day. And this year we're going to be celebrating our 14th Senior Day Expo. And according to my recollection, of course, no other state fair in the state of Louisiana hosts a Senior Day. So that's number one. And again, this is probably the largest gathering of seniors and boomers in the state of Louisiana. They might have something in Baton Rouge and New Orleans. They did in many years ago, but they no longer have any big events. So we're proud to, again, have this is the 14th year. It's going to be, again, Wednesday. Not Thursday, Wednesday, October 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're in a new venue, the Gala Big Top Tent, which we located at the main entrance of the Louisiana State Fair. You will not be able to miss it. It's a big red top, right, Red?
Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge. It's 30,000 square feet tent. And Russell, this year, I'm going to be my goal in life, one of my checkoff, you know, wish list was to be a ringmaster.
So
this year I'll be a ringmaster under a big tent. So I'll be on stage, everyone. The ringmaster, we won't have a lot of rings going on, but we'll have lots of activity. So again, I encourage everybody to attend. Of course, it's free. Free admission, free parking, and the parking this year, unlike at the Hirsch Coliseum, where parking was somewhat far away for most of you, but this will be close to the main entrance. And the main entrance of the fair, it's going to be very close. According to my staff, they told me that you're going to still have shuttles if they still have to park far away when the 3,000 people are there.
Yes.
You'll be able to shuttle them at any time from their parking, which when you park there anywhere during the regular hours, they're shuttles. I've used them before.
That is correct, yeah.
So if you don't want to walk, it's not going to be that far of a walk, but they will have shuttles to take you there. So again, free parking, free close parking, because the other parking was far away, and sometimes the shuttles didn't even go out where people were parking, and sometimes we didn't have any parking places left for the Coliseum. So now
That's
we have
right.
plenty parking. The other thing, of course, at admission, we encourage you, we've done this for the past 14 years, and our friends at the Food Bank of Northwest Louisiana love the donations of canned goods and non-perishable items to the food bank, because during the month of November, they have a very shortage of donations. So we encourage each and every year that our attendees and even exhibitors to bring canned goods and non-perishable items. And I will tell you, for the past 13 years, we've had a record number of donations. So it makes me feel touched and honored that came. The other thing I want to mention, it was mentioned several years ago, Gary, do you let people under 50 to come to the Senior Day? Of course we do. We don't check IDs. We don't check ages. You can bring kids, grandkids. We don't care what ages they are. It's more for seniors and boomers, but sometimes the kids and family members participate, especially if they're caregivers. We've had family members to take care of their mom, dads, and uncles that they go around and visit all of our 120 exhibitors to learn about ways that services that can be provided to them. And it's been amazing. I mean, so I'm not saying anybody of all ages are invited to attend. Of course, we have lots of fun and entertainment. We have about 15 or 20 different healthcare screenings, but also the flu shots and pneumonia shots and all the vaccines will be available. And if you're covered under Medicare or Medicaid, bring your card. It's you're covered, and most of the time it's free, no charge. But if you have other insurance, they do accept payment, and they do process your payment from your healthcare providers as well. Right now, we're going to have probably over 120 organizations, agencies, and businesses to provide you with information. And we will also have educational presentations from the main stage. And the other interesting thing, which everybody loves, is we're going to give away lots of door prizes. Probably over 300 door prizes will be given away from around 11 a.m. Until 2 p.m., and I have to give away everything. But you must be present to win, so stick around. You have a good chance of winning toward the end of the day. In addition, we will have two grand prize drawings, and these are over $1,000 each. You must be present to win. And in addition, we kept back a few of our copies because a lot of people do not, it's either ragged or didn't pick up our Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. We will have a limited number of those copies available for you to pick up as well. So important thing is, when you come in, You're going to pick up a door prize entry form and a lot of other free information at our registration desk. And the other thing is you're going to be told to register separately for the prime sponsors, which are WellCare health plans and the Best of Times. So you're going to visit those booths specifically to register for those prizes. But you want to visit over 80% of our exhibitors to be eligible for any one of our 320 prizes. At 10 o'clock, a little bit after 10 o'clock, we'll have the SPAR Junior Choirs. They're wonderful. Everybody participates. There's over 50 of them that will be singing. And we encourage, as we've encouraged the past 13 years, for people to join in. Then we'll have performance of the Footloose Dancers. They're very popular and well known throughout our area. Then at about 11:30, we're going to have the fabulous Janie and the Jonatones, who will be on stage. They've been at our state fair, and they always love to come back, and they play 60s, 70s, 80s music, and they are wonderful, and we're glad to have them back again. So, again, that they will be there. At 12:30, we'll have some special presentations, and then at about 1:30, we're going to have a very special guest who loves to give ladies scarves. And I think you know who he is, but he's been at our Senior Day Expo for the past 13 years, and he's coming back this year. Then about 1:55, we're going to be giving away our grand door prizes as well as any door prizes that our exhibitors might be having. So again, I encourage everyone to take time to come. If you're pre-registered, you're registered into a special grand door prize drawing that we'll be giving away around about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So make plans. If you've registered via mail or via email, that you'll be doing that. So again, I encourage everybody to come out to the State Fair of Louisiana, as well as on the 30th, Wednesday the 30th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. to participate in the 14th Annual Senior Day Expo at the Big Top Tent, located near the main entrance. So thank you, Russell, for joining us today to give us an update on the exciting new and improved State Fair of Louisiana.
Well, thank you, Gary. I appreciate you having me. And again, I appreciate Best of Times and everything that you guys do for the fair.
Well, we've enjoyed it for the past 13 years. I know we're going to enjoy it this number 14th and hopefully years to come.
Yes, sir.
So, again, thank you, everyone, for coming to listening to our show today. Join us next Saturday for another show that could benefit you or your loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show today. Look forward to seeing everyone at the 2024 Senior Day Expo at the Louisiana State Fair in the Big Top Tent, located in the main entrance of the State Fair. The expo begins at 10 a.m. and will end at 2 p.m. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.